I'm going to go ahead and get started. Main Street Alley bid process.
I asked for that to be on here. I talked to Brent, and it sounds like that's ready to go to bid this month. Larry, you know anything about it?
No, I don't.
Can we talk less and confirm that?
Yeah.
And make sure that's moving along, because I know it was supposed to go to bid this fall to start next year.
Yep. I know. I'll get hold of the date by now.
When I talked to Les, between last department head meeting and this one, to ask him when else and have him confirm that, that it was bid, going to bid in November.
November.
We just have to make sure it gets done.
Okay. I think the plan was that was going to start this, what, late spring? And just be a next year project, because we have to have that done. That's why. Sidewalk study would come. That was again something for Les. I didn't know if he was aware of all the stuff that the county was doing. I guess there's been some meetings that, I don't know if he was aware of those and what their plan was, what they were trying to do. You know how to try, you know about what they're doing, trying to bring the sidewalk around, down, bypass, the west side, and then wrap around to kind of come in around the Moose to connect to the city, where the city ends at Brock. Then also, because, you know, we have a study that got done and showed some areas that we could use sidewalks, and that includes, you know, taking Sesame, extending it all the way down Cemetery. So they're trying to get some safe schools money.
I heard you talk about that.
Yeah, so I just really wanted to make sure that everyone was going to be on the same page so the city could be involved in those conversations and help where we can to make sure that those sidewalks are going to get done. I know the county's trying to get money, and that's where it's at this point. Last conversation I had with Commissioner Novotny, which was last Friday.
Anything else on that?
I don't think so. If we could just follow up with that one as well. Make sure, Larry, that'd be great.
Yep.
Thank you.
Infrastructure grant awards.
We got them.
Yeah, so the SLIB board met on the 27th. They had, the Office of State Lands had recommended, I think, 19 projects to be funded, and we weren't in the top 19. Then through the meeting, the SLIB board actually changed the recommendations a little bit. So you can see on here, it has the amended funding recommendations of who got how much. They actually took it down to almost everybody who scored 16 points or higher. I think there's a couple that are not. But it's basically the whole first page. They considered those. Those that are on the first page that received zero funding, you can see that they were probably priority 2 of 3, and they didn't fund anybody's second priority. Now, there is going to be, my understanding is, a second tranche of this money, or another application process in December, that will close, it opens in December, it will close in January. I think that's another 50 million. Seth, you were on that call. Is that what you were just?
Yes.
Okay. Another 50 million. So we'll hopefully we can get in on that. What I would like to know is how they got their points. I'd like to see who got how much.
Right. I mean, I see the Sunset Project got 15.
Right. I mean, so if only they would have gotten 15, maybe we could have gotten some. You know.
Yeah, we have a cell phone right there. And Les went down to this room.
No, he attended by Zoom. We had changed our plan when we saw that we weren't recommended for any and how far down the list we were. Since then, we did have another conversation, like, if we're that close now, I think they need to look across the table and tell us, sorry, no funding.
Well, and I see the Main Street water line is a 13. So it wasn't just an absolute no, because wasn't that always the case every time that line was brought up? It was because the type of line it was,
They were never.
Yeah, and I, like I say, I don't know. I think.
Then again, if that's not going to be awarded, it doesn't do us.
And my understanding is they're going after first priority projects. There's just so many projects. There were 100 and what did you say?
Because if we're going to do that project.
113.
Then the town of Dubois had a 14 and they got a million.
Water replacement, Bloomers was 11. But the Main Street water line, we got to do that before YDOT or in conjunction with it.
Right. I think we are just going to take some money from reserves.
We're just getting out of luck on that.
Now, if you do notice, our number one priority is that's 2 million. I mean, it would be great if they funded that one. That's the most amount of money, so. So, we will, that's where we're at on that. We will keep trying.
Thank you, Jill. Does anyone know what the, is it OSLI score is? How they rate those?
No, I don't. That's what I want to know. I'm guessing that there is like a, each year you can get projects, you put projects on this list so that they know that you've thought about them in advance. It's not that you just came up with some projects and did that. I think that gets a ranking. I think it can kind of hurt you if you have money in reserves.
Beyond
that, I don't know.
Okay.
Could you call the shoot today with this group?
I'm going to call that Beth Blackwell, who is like the head of that state plans office, and just ask her. My guy, Keenan Hinton, who was with Water Development, and then he went over to Office of State Lands, he has now left too, so I'll have to go to Beth. I'm not sure where he is.
Alternative Water Source Committee.
I asked for that to be on there. I think, again, just as a follow-up to see if anybody... I think the last time I brought it up, I wasn't sure the next step that we take to get that committee formed. And so I wasn't sure if any follow-up action has taken place, and if not, what we need to do to start forming that committee.
If no one has had any discussions with anyone, I'd recommend John and I could reach out to Luke and Zach and some others to see their interest and what they think, if it's worth doing.
Mm-hmm.
Shane, have you had any conversations with anyone since our last discussions about this?
No, I was kind of pulled off because I know Luke was one of the big ones and he's right in the middle of his crunch season. So, down at the Wolfson.
But, so.
I would.
Byron.
Oh.
I also think that the ditch rider, what is her name?
Oh, Amelia.
I wonder if she could add some insight into that.
Yeah.
Who was it?
Amelia the ditch.
Oh, Amelia Rothlutner.
Who?
Amelia Rothlutner. Don't ask me how to spell that.
Common. Common spell.
Yep, just like it sounds.
Right.
She's the state engineer, whatever it is, engineer or something.
I just know she took Dave Palouse's place.
Yeah, they live in Buffalo, and she's based out of Sherry. Yeah, that's work. Let's get together.
Okay.
As long as everybody else is okay with that.
Yeah, let's get with that.
Well, when you see how low Lake Mead is getting and some of these others, it makes you stop and it's worth the conversation.
Yeah, that's nice.
Calm our fears down. How many bodies have they found now?
Too many.
Not enough.
Memorial Bench Baseball.
So we had a request from, this is the old baseball group. They used to coach Seth Rasmussen, and they wanted to put a bench either in Pazinski Park or up at the ball fields. And that group, they were so instrumental in getting the ball fields, the complex. So I kind of recommended that it be up there, but I said I'd bring it to you guys to see if it was okay.
When you say old baseball group, what do you mean by that?
So
the ones
now,
that used to be involved?
Yeah. This would be the ones that probably Coach set, which are Mel Baines, the Benders, that group. And they just want to buy a bench and put it somewhere. So it'll probably have to be something, no maintenance, iron bench rather than one that has to be painted all the time.
I think they would also just need to have a conversation with the current baseball group and the park person just to pick a spot that everyone's happy with.
And I told them that. But, so we've had this before, and I know when Mayor Johnson was here, because we have memorial trees and stuff, and everybody wants a plaque put up, and we had talked about doing just one plaque, or maybe one plaque at Crazy Worm Square, or one plaque at the sports complex. I mean, they can have a tree, and maybe they can have a bench, but it just gets to be a lot of stuff to mow around and clean around, and so, you know, just depending on where it goes, let's keep that in mind, that one plaque that tells you the tree was from whoever.
And just don't move the tree. And people get mad.
Yeah.
I don't know if we ever found the whoever that was. What was that tree?
Dewey Dickerson. Dickerson.
Dewey Dickerson tree?
Dougal Dickerson.
Something.
It was before my
time. Someone was upset about that. So there was a tree that was gone.
Anyway, so I will just follow up with him and have him get a hold of parks and baseball.
Great, thanks.
That there's no objection though from you guys, right?
No.
Yeah. I think it's a nice tribute.
Christmas party.
So I finally did get in touch with Deb at the Cattleguard Steakhouse, and she and her staff are willing to, they're closed Sundays and Mondays, but if we would like to pick a Sunday or Monday, they would open for a Christmas party for us. I think they were waiting to see if the 12th was taken by the bank.
12th was taken by the bank.
Okay, you guys did confirm that. Which is a Monday. Do you guys have a preference for a Sunday or Monday?
I always like Sundays myself.
We started with Sunday. At first it was, you're taking the weekend, you know. But if somebody is gone shopping for the weekend, it seems like they can get back.
Yeah,
Sunday
6 o'clock
night
at
dinner.
Night usually. So.
Yeah.
I think from them it would be better for them because if they're usually, we have that Monday or something.
Sunday the 12th.
We're on the Monday at 12th.
So if you're the 12th, should we not do Sunday because then they would be back to back? I mean, it takes their whole weekend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but the Sunday before that is parade weekend. We've typically done it the third Sunday because I know I was always playing at the Vesper service and then running over to that. But if you guys are good with that, I would set it up.
What time are we with it? Which day are you thinking?
Third, seven,
six.
Is
that at 18?
Yeah, you got 20 pesos though. Yeah, 18.
We're starting to get 18
pesos.
What? Just trying to remember what the deal is.
Okay, so I will go with that. If you think of something later today, or check your schedules and go, that's bad for whatever reason. I'm also thinking that the fireworks might be happening, or they're gonna. I haven't seen anything from them, but that weekend of Thanksgiving,
the Light of Buffalo.
Yeah, and then tonight we have the chamber coming to talk about the parade.
Which is scheduled for the 3rd, right?
Yes.
I think we're not gonna try to. Did they do that the same last year?
So that's one of the requests with the chamber. They don't know exactly, and it's a minor thing, but as they end the parade, sometimes we've said you can't go back to for it because that's where they're set up for the fireworks.
Didn't we tell them that they needed to do it on a different weekend last year?
Yeah. Yeah, well, I think the problem is the guy who does the, I mean, not that he's a problem, it's great that he does this, he donates all that, but
Bruce.
It works for him. So he's the one that says, well, we'll do it that weekend, because I don't know if they do something in Sheridan.
Well, I think we didn't have it maybe 1 year somewhere in the middle, and maybe that's what happened. He started this because he does stuff at U Cross too. And
yeah. So, I mean, it works whatever's on his schedule. So for the chamber, they're saying if you need to route us to Klondike like we have done in the past, instead of dumping them off there, we end the parade at Klondike so that anybody who has horses aren't down. And I just think it's too congested. Have you sat on the fire truck for that? Or?
Mm-hmm.
And of course, they will have to. That usually comes now from the FFA, and I haven't heard anything. Of course, they were just in Indianapolis at the National Convention. They probably just haven't even thought about it.
So is tonight just is for the parade? They haven't talked about fireworks yet?
Yeah, because the chamber's not doing the fireworks.
No.
It's just the chamber coming.
So is it the kids again putting that together? That'd be great if they could go back to the previous weekend, because I thought that was good. You had something downtown at night, you know, 2 weekends in a row, which was really nice.
But I just know, just because my son was involved with it, that it was
right.
Burns that
was
like,
Bruce, yeah.
Not, I can't do it then. And then there was one time when the wind was just blowing, and
that was the first time it got
moved. They pushed
it. Colder. Yeah, the weather was terrible on the weekend, so we pushed it a week late. Yeah. That we got on the same weekend.
But so far we have no ask for that, so maybe nothing.
Good.
Anything else on the department head items?
I'm actually leaving tomorrow to go to the fall workshop put on by MAM for administrators, managers, and finance directors. I wasn't going to go, but then I started looking at this, and one of the items on here is after legislation passed last year, all municipal elected officials and staff who oversee their community's finances will be subject to legally mandatory fiscal training requirements starting in 2023. What are these requirements? So that's what I think we should know, especially if all municipal elected officials, if you are on a finance committee or something, you might have this training. And so I don't know what it is. And then there's a piece here from the Wyoming Visions Council, and then the Wyoming Joint Appropriations and Revenue Committees are going to talk about the state's financial health, but what I see is all the representatives and senators from Teton County, so I wonder how their outlook of how the state is doing will be compared to the rest of us. And then there's the legislative update from David Frazier and Bob McLaren, who are in our WAM office. It's actually in Jackson. So I'll leave tomorrow mid-morning. I think that's about all I have. Oh, I guess one more thing. Tonight also, and I don't know if they've contacted the chamber, but that Arts and Humanities Council, they've been doing more and more events. Well, they've already planned an event for July 29th, so they're asking for street closures and all that, which is fine as long as, I just hope we're not getting, it's the race to see who can get in front of council first, because then they get the square, because booking the square is through the chamber. It always has been, and we're just going to, so we might need to remind them, make sure you coordinate with the chamber.
Right. Well, what is it for?
The sidewalk, art, and now they want to have a dance that night.
So is that that would be the Saturday night, is that the weekend that Fair and Rodeo starts?
I don't know. Let me confirm the dates.
Doesn't the radio station also have some dance that weekend as well in Brzezinski Park? Just want to make sure we're not stepping on each other's toes.
July 29th.
They have
the second weekend.
They do it at the end.
We had two dances this year. We had the first one, first annual.
So it's always like crazy days and crazy nights, and they'd have a dance before, and then you'd have the fair and rodeo dance the next weekend. And then we throw Longmire days in there sometimes.
Whoa.
We're just dancing in the streets.
Too much dancing.
That's all I have.
Like a movie Footloose, we're just gonna outlaw.
Chief.
I did get a phone call from the Union Commission. Their special agent. Apparently, Wyo Downs has a hearing on November the 16th, I believe it is, to get their license to open up next to Albertano's there. Basically, he was saying that there was no reason to think that they would not get approved for that. So that kind of came out of nowhere. I'd asked Rod if he had heard anything. I've been asking, he said, no, I haven't heard anything. And then we had this phone call out of nowhere, so Rod and I sat together and had a conversation with this agent, and he said, you know, there's not going to be any alcohol served there. However, it's attached. It's going to be attached right next to Albertano's, which serves alcohol. So, sounds like that's probably going to be a go. I asked him if he knew when they were looking, if they were approved, when it would open. He said he did not know, but it could be as soon as December, depending on the infrastructure and how long it would take them to build that out. So
that got turned down
originally,
right? Yeah,
and then we got a phone call saying there was some folks that weren't happy about that, and they reconsidered it. And, you know, as far as law enforcement, my concerns didn't change. There were some things talking to this agent. They're required to have video inside, outside. At any point in time, I can call this agent. He said they're usually pretty cooperative, but for some reason there was an issue. I could call him directly. He can go right in and live.
So that would be in the hotel then, or would that be where maybe the bar used to be, the Hoop Now? Or whatever?
Yes, I think that's it.
Or the banquet center.
The banquet center there on the right. Mm-hmm. So I haven't gone in to see if anything's been started.
And then their liquor license at Albertano's is a restaurant license, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So they'd have to drink in the restaurant
and go over to the... So, I don't... They had put out some numbers where they thought it was going to draw on what we were going to... I don't see it, but well, I guess I'll have to wait and see. It's kind of... You know, I said I expressed my concerns, Rod expressed their concerns. That did not change. Somehow that ended up that it did, it did not. But we got outvoted. It really, unfortunately, doesn't, we don't have any say in the matter. So it looks like it's coming to town. So he's going to call us after that hearing in November to let us know, but just, he said it's. They haven't done anything not to get that license, so that's kind of where we're at.
Is that the same group that's in Sheridan in July?
Mm-hmm. It is. So I spoke with their chiefs, and so.
And who did they need to get the November 16th approval through? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Who's that?
The Gaming Commission, I guess.
Oh,
yeah.
That's not the commissioners that approved that.
They already approved it.
They already approved it.
It was denied, and then they tabled it, and then approved it. So that was. We'll see what happens with that. This month was a tough month for our first responders. We had, unfortunately, lost two members of our community to suicide. Both were pretty violent. So I think that's something that. So I'm going to reach out to Bill Hawley and talk to him and just maybe try to get some information out there about suicide and maybe have that kind of on the radar. You know, obviously the last one was the fire. With that being said, that was a tough scene, but I think everybody worked really well together. Sorry Gunner's not here. His crew did a great job. You guys came out, dropped off barricades. I mean, the call came out at 3:45 in the morning. You know, they got the fire under control. We were downstairs, obviously found the owner down there. So I just think everybody worked very well together. Sheriff Odenbach called me at 6:30 offering any people that I may need. Mayor, your crew did a great job. So I think that collaboration of everybody working together on tough calls like that starts from dispatch and goes all the way down to getting roads blocked off. So I just think that it was, we don't get calls like that often, and to see it go so seamlessly, I think it went very well. So
it was nice and turned up the gas.
Yeah, he did it himself.
Yeah.
It was nice. I was in Mexico.
Yeah, it was a good day to be.
It might have been a long response.
Yeah. We sent Erica and Jen went to Tahoe for RIMS training. RIMS is our reporting system. I know we're talking about ARPA funds. So RIMS has a part of that reporting. There's something called Collaborate. So other agencies that have RIMS, we can share information, which is huge right now. If another agency has RIMS, I can log in and all I can see is Buffalo and Johnson County. That's it. I can't see anybody else. So if there's folks that are in our town that are issues in other towns, I don't even know about it, that we can't see. Unfortunately, like everything, that costs more money. Erica was talking to I guess their administrator and Cody, and they said that they got that paid for through ARPA funding. I don't know if that's something that we can look into as far as that Collaborate. And they also have something called Citizen RIMS, so you guys could log in. It's a very watered down information about, like for instance, that fire, right? It would just basically give a very, 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 we can pick and choose what we want out there. Obviously, we're not going to put names and date of births out there and certain sensitive information, but you could log in and it'd be mapped out on calls, okay? Like, two thefts occurred here and they'd have a little, you know what I mean? So it's just a good way for our citizens to be able to log in and know what's going on in their community without, you know, calling or, you know, if something happened, instead of trying to call and get information, they can log right in and get that stuff on the internet. And that's put out through our administrators. But again, that also costs money. But a lot of these other agencies were saying, yeah, a lot of that stuff is paid for through the ARPA funds, so I don't know.
So I think they didn't necessarily do an application for it. They just are using their ARPA funding that came directly from the government to the municipalities,
right.
Which is different than the Southern. The Southern, this was $50 million for water and sewer
infrastructure,
and then there's another bucket that's for hospital and all of that. But yeah, we could definitely...
Maybe just take a look.
That was a great budget topic.
Right.
Yep.
So, just a thought. And other than that,
yeah. One thing on the last topic you were commenting on. Does dispatch is quite a bit of their time eaten up with calls, people calling in, trying to see what's going on, that kind of stuff.
Oh yeah, I mean that day that. You know, unfortunately, word travels fast, right? And it's not always the correct information. I mean, I think we got 4 calls into dispatch asking if the neighbor was deceased. You know, and so it's just there's a lot of misinformation that gets out there. So sometimes, yeah, I mean, a lot of times we're fielding a lot of calls about, you know, what's going on. And obviously we can't put a lot of that information out over the phone. But people hear sirens and people flying around and they call and say, hey, is everything okay? Is it safe?
Could it be used for other things? I know we can use Code Red but we've limited that because I think if you overuse it, people...
We get more calls for Code Red because they're mad that we sent out a code.
Yeah.
But, you know, like when our...
Scared me and it was just...
Yeah, but like we're in a kind of a tough spot because some people call our admin line. So we put a Code Red out because our admin line went down. That's saying... Call 911, but there's a lot of calls that come into our admin line, can be emergency. So obviously, if folks are using that number and that number is down,
right.
And in an emergency they're not thinking, obviously we want them to call 911 in an emergency. But you'd be surprised how many people call hey, you know, this is going on, and it ends up being an emergency, and they're calling on a regular line.
I'm just wondering though if it could be. If we get trained to look there, then I can find out that smoke that I'm seeing in the air is a controlled burn or
right.
Whatever it is, that there is a water break on wherever. Because I'm sure you get phone calls like, why is my water off? They
right.
call a lot here. Or snow removal that is happening. You know, people, we could train them to look at this and maybe they would.
And that's kind of what we try to do also, just putting more things out on Facebook. Not everybody has Facebook, that's a problem.
Right.
But we've done, we've put words out, just you know, with the scam thing, for instance, right? Like we've gotten, I don't know, I think almost every business in town, it was 2 weeks ago, got phone calls saying that you missed jury duty. They asked the manager, and of course the manager gets on the phone, hey, this is John, you know, can I help you? Hey, John, you know, just want to let you know, you missed jury duty, and there's a warrant out for your arrest. You need to go next door, get $1,200 in cash, and send it through a cash app.
Oh.
And actually got one person, but we received... Between us and the county, we received, it was just like they went down the list of businesses in town. Why businesses? I don't know. So, you know, we hurried up and got something out on Facebook. Hey, please, please, please do not respond to this. I touched about it on the radio the other day. But yeah, I don't know how we get that message out. I think that Citizen Rims is probably a good way to do that. There's a lot of things we could put out there that would help, that folks could log right into that Citizen Rims, and if it was a controlled burn, we could put that on there, you know. So, just a thought. But yeah, so that's the answer. I hope that answered your question.
Yep, I did. Yeah. Perfect, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And then not to just jump in, but the chief and I have been discussing, I brought it up several weeks ago, the open container, just adopting an open container ordinance for downtown, to have a permanent open container ordinance in place for a designated specific area. And the chief and I have been in communication on that and have come up with a couple of different ideas. And I know I've bounced some ideas off of Wes and Dan too. So I don't know if you want to talk about that just a little bit, Chief. I know one of my biggest concerns is whether or not you had a problem with that and whether or not there'd be an issue policing such an ordinance.
Yeah, I don't see it being a problem. I really don't. I think the folks that want to go downtown and have a drink and go into a bar setting, I think that's not going to change. I don't see there being an issue with somebody that comes to the Ox and wants to sit out on the front sidewalk by a creek and have a drink and have a beer. Obviously, every business in town is going to have that right to say, well, we don't want anybody coming into our businesses, right? And right. So we would let them know. As far as like public intox calls or DUIs, one of the things I think I told you was we have, you know, places where we sell alcohol through a drive-through window. So if we're trusting our folks to drive through and order margaritas in a plastic bag that you can poke a straw through when you get home, I don't think there's an issue with somebody taking, you know, something out onto the street in the downtown district, right? I think
that was, we're looking at the B3 district, so that would include Outback, Unwind, and all those on Main Street.
Right.
Wait until you get home.
It's not an open container, it's a little plastic they put over it.
Right.
You can make it by no warning on the label.
Right. So, and I think you can narrow it down, obviously, like working with the city, I think you need to make it, has to be in a plastic container. And maybe each resident sells a certain cup to the police know, and hey, like.
We've done that here, they did that here in Longmire before.
Okay, where you have a special cup, and then each. Like the Ox has theirs, you know.
Has to be plastic, though, right?
It has to be plastic. Has to be plastic. Yeah. Has to be plastic, 100%. And I don't see it being an issue. Obviously, if somebody's walking around with a glass and open container, the charge would still be if you're not in that district and you're walking up Fort Street, you know, with an open container. I think it has to be set. Has to be in this area. Has to be contained in here. I think our bartenders do a very good job. Right now, they still have that responsibility, right, to not overserve. We're checking IDs. You know, that doesn't change. You know, if somebody's walking around and they appear to be under the age and they have a plastic cup with alcohol in it, you know, they can be stopped and talked to. And I don't think that changes much. I don't see the public intox being any different than what it could be now. I mean, folks are being responsible when they're going out to have a drink at the bars for the most part now. You know, I mean, we've had some issues here and there, but that's, I mean, the reality, that's going to be in any bar, right?
And you make a good point, Chief, about that the business could not want someone coming in.
Correct.
Because that's their liquor license.
Right.
And they don't want to be responsible for something that they bought somewhere. And that's fair. No different than if Saturday in the Squares was having their event and someone was coming from across the street, they might say, we don't want that because we have someone selling alcohol here.
Right.
And that's their business and their license.
Yeah. I think everybody has that, right?
So what happens if we don't like it? We just repeal the ordinance? We just pass an ordinance to do away with the ordinance? Right?
Yeah. If it causes an issue or a problem, then yeah, I think there's always that issue, right? I mean, I think that's with anything, if it doesn't seem to be working. And, I know we had talked about like up to the Outback, but like the Outback to me has that opportunity already to sell alcohol because they have a liquor store that's attached to it. But that's what we need to do to incorporate, because then I just worry then that crazy woman, I said, well, if they can do it there, why can't, you know, at some point we need to narrow it down.
Well, I think the B3 narrows it down pretty good because I think that is the mansion house down to the movie theater, and then it also covers Lavin and Angus, I think, if I remember correctly.
So, and for the Outback and for Crazy Woman, they have parking lots. If they wanted to, they could let their patrons sit outside because it stays on their property. It's just that they step out into the street or onto a sidewalk.
Right.
That's what would be different about this. So I really don't know that you would get the pushback from Crazy Woman or Wahoo.
Right. Yeah, and they have a lounge.
That's changed, hasn't it? I mean, with the liquor division, because it used to be they couldn't, like, it was a separate.
Well, they couldn't dispense out there. So they can't set up a table outside and be serving, but you can from inside the building. You can.
Oh, I thought there was.
Well, you could in the Ox, because we had that special council many years ago where the Ox was having outside seating and the city had to award them a special permit or something.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but that's because you could always walk out to their bigger room, but you couldn't. They couldn't set up a
table
expense thing out there.
In back.
Right, and then out front, that is public. The
right,
sidewalk.
Public. Oh, I see what you're saying, because Crazy Woman owns their own parking lot.
Right.
So they're
that's the difference.
Okay. So, yeah, I mean, it's something I'm not against. I think that.
So, I would also, because we have a strong liquor dealers association here at times, I would reach out to them too as we go through with this, kind of as we draft the ordinance, and if we want to go forward with this, have that meeting with them.
John, I know you started this.
You started it.
It was John's.
It's all your
fault. I started it.
So, I know this was your, you originally inquired about it, but you had talked about Laramie doing this. Do you know of other communities in Wyoming that have something similar to this?
I don't know of any others. The information that I have firsthand is through Laramie, and the Bonds Brewing Company is the ones that actually had suggested it to me, because Laramie had adopted this, I believe, 2 or 3 years ago, and there were a lot of questions and concerns with the community as to what it might do to their downtown area, but they, in the 3 years, I guess they've reported back that it's helped business out downtown, increasing that foot traffic, and there really hasn't been any of the issues that have a lot of the naysayers said would pop up. So,
and if it worked in Laramie, I mean, we're talking about a college town, right? So we're talking about the age group, and so here I think we're targeting a much older demographic, and with the folks coming in to vacation, and maybe it's just somebody wants to sit outside. Yes, I don't know. Because, that's a public sidewalk, so technically by the letter of the law. And then we're, with all our parades and what's going on, it's kind of hard to be like, well, either we have to get a variance or we have to turn a blind eye, which I think we just lock it down and put it in writing.
Well, that longer crowd's always out of control.
No, but almost as bad as trick-or-treaters.
I bet, just takes a few, right?
Yeah, exactly. And I can reach out to all
of
your
Thursday at the
office. Yeah, if you don't mind, Chief, that'd be great.
I'll reach out and try to get some numbers to see if maybe try to compare, before the ordinance, after the ordinance. And, of course, everybody's worried about, I think, the public intox or whatnot. But, again, that falls on our businesses, and they do a really good job. We do control checks, and I think they do a good job of not over-serving, checking IDs. We do checks every year, twice, three times a year sometimes. Mm-hmm. So that wouldn't change, and I think they have a responsibility. And again, if we're trusting folks to pull up to a drive-thru and get alcohol, I don't trust them to have a plastic cup and sit out by nice day.
Right.
That reminds me, are you getting a bunch of drinks pumped out from the theater now that they sell alcohol up there?
No, we have not had one call for.
Well, that was a big concern, I guess.
How about the tea house?
No, there's ladies there. No.
Are they teetotalers?
Too many mimosas in the morning with their scones.
Right. I mean, you guys see what happens. I mean, I think the parade went off great this year. The community, and we're pretty responsible, so but I can call Airman and talk to the chief out there and see.
Yeah, I appreciate that. And so. one of the reasons I even considered that is I'm continually trying to think of ways for traffic to not turn right and go to Yellowstone Park.
Right.
And so I spent some time in Phillipsburg, Montana, actually, and they have an open container in their downtown area.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just nice to actually see, one, the tourists that were in this tiny, off-the-beaten-path town
mm-hmm.
walking around into these small stores. I thought it was pretty impressive. And they all had their plastic cup, and mm-hmm. some stores said, you know, no alcohol in here. Right. But I just thought it might be a good way to give people a reason to stop in downtown Buffalo and maybe spend some dollars downtown mm-hmm. with us.
Yeah.
What if we took that sign down?
Or just the arrow point towards downtown?
Downtown.
So just put a blockade up.
One more.
You have arrived. Yes.
You're here.
But yeah, if anybody has any questions, I'll do some more research. But I think that was my biggest thing, just kind of looking at it in that perspective. It's, you know.
Yeah, you bet.
I'm glad that we're open to look at this because we weren't always in the past.
Yes.
So that's good.
I don't think you told me this morning that TIAC has run over full. Let me tell you guys that. It was full last Tuesday or Thursday.
Water.
Good.
Great water.
Yeah.
Cancel that committee.
It's okay.
Yeah. It's been a while. Yeah. I need a lot of moisture.
Scott?
Yeah.
John?
I don't. Sorry, Larry. I jumped on you.
I was just curious. You met with the people that want to do the ice skating hockey board.
Yes.
And you had given us an update. I was just curious if they move forward.
They have not contacted me back in any way, shape, or form.
Okay.
No.
I
think we covered everything.
I got nothing.
You guys got anything?
Okay.
Next department head, December 6th.
The last one. We got
a Saturday or other.
Thursday with January. Do you have to go on January?
Well, I don't know. What are you going to do? Thank you.
I'm just trying to get that open container ready for January 3rd.
Yeah, all right. Wait, we're done as soon as they get sworn in right away. After the approval of
the people will get sworn in, and then after me, they get sworn out.
Yep. Yeah, I ran into Denver last Saturday afternoon.